Welcome to Girls That Invest. You're joined today by your host, Simon Meyer, two millennial investors who are here to help you learn about all things investing and personal finance. Hello, Maya.
Kia ora, Sim.
This week's episode is one that really excites me. I feel like I say this for every episode. I imagine this is what it's like having children, where you're like, I love all my kids, and you genuinely mean it, and people don't believe you, but you're like, no, I really do. I love all the episodes we do.
Did you just refer to our podcast topics as your kids?
For the amount of work I put into that? No, I'm kidding. Absolutely not.
No, but also we do talk about some cool stuff, so I get it.
We're here, we're enjoying it, we're having fun. But we got a really good question in from one of our listeners who said, hey, I'm considering moving countries. I'm from Canada. I want to move to the US because I feel like that would be a better financial decision for me. There's more, you know, jobs in the US. And it really got me thinking because recent data from the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, which is short formed as UNDESA. And honestly, that's not short.
That's not much easier.
It is not much easier. But they found that the international migrants in 2020 was an estimated 281 million. That is almost 4% of the entire world's population moved in 2020. And it kind of highlights this growing trend of global mobility. People are more interested in going to other countries. And the number one reason for this is, of course, economic opportunity. And while that is pretty impressive, on an individual level, a lot of people have been weighing up the pros and cons of relocating for financial gain. But it's important to look into the complexities because it is such a life-altering decision. And today I wanted to talk about the pros of moving to another country for financial benefit, the cons, and some other considerations so that by the end of the episode, you either are going to be applying for a visa and you had no idea that you were going to leave and you're like, actually, I am going to move. Or perhaps you decide that it's not for you and you're quite happy to stay where you are because the benefits don't quite outweigh the cons. But I'm very excited to chat about it.
So am I. This is an interesting kaupapa, interesting topic. I don't mean to talk about my husband in every episode, but Sim's like shaking her head. My husband's Austrian and their whānau, their family migrated from Austria to Aotearoa, and that was for multiple reasons, not purely financial, but having that kind of personal knowledge and understanding is really quite cool. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing about the benefits, the cons, and potential alternatives as well. So, Sim, what are the benefits of moving countries to make more money?
You know what, Maya? We will always forgive you for talking about your husband because he is a good person. But it's just, I think at this point, we're just leaning into it. We're just like, let's just make sure that people know two things about you, that you love talking about personal finance. You also have a husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my husband. That's it. I'm done.
And we love you. It's really interesting to consider the pros and cons, but when you are deciding whether you should move countries, regardless of what country you are in right now, moving to another country for financial gain is kind of obvious if you just think about the salaries, especially if you're moving from a country like Canada to the US or like New Zealand to Australia. There are some roles that for the same amount of work, you get paid so much more. And if you are from a country that is smaller or from a country that doesn't have as much economic growth, and you were, let's say, a nurse in New Zealand might be paid $90,000 a year, and a nurse in Australia that does the exact same job, that sees the exact same amount of patients and has the exact same amount of stress, actually makes sometimes $30,000 to $40,000 more. So that's a fantastic thing to consider. The second benefit, though, is not only do you have an instant pay bump, at times you have more career opportunity growth. I was talking to someone that had moved from London to the US, and they were saying what they loved about working in the US is that as a young person, there was a lot of room for them to grow, and they were given responsibilities to be managers and take on a lot more work very early. They were like, I'm 23, and what I have achieved in like 2 years in my 9-to-5 job would have probably taken me like 5 to 6 years to slowly work towards and work up the latter in London. And London's already a big city and it's already got a lot of career growth. So that was something that I found really interesting. And some people will argue that having a move like this, where you have a higher income in another country, can increase your standard of living. You might now be able to afford a home or better healthcare, better education, possibly even more safety. And the final thing that benefits you if you live in another country where the salaries are higher and the career opportunities are better is your network improves. You are more likely to work alongside people that work not harder, but perhaps smarter, and they have bigger dreams and goals, and that can rub off on you. And you might decide that, hey, I only wanted to reach like X level in my career, but now that I'm surrounded by all these people that are doing their own thing or growing in different ways, I didn't even consider the opportunities that I have.
Yeah, those are all reasons that totally make sense to me. Because if you are earning more, you have better career advancements and also potentially earning more for doing less, and then you also get a better lifestyle. And so those to me all are giving green flags or great reasons to move. And using that example with Aotearoa and Ahitereiria, so New Zealand and Australia, so many people from Aotearoa move to Aussie purely because you get paid more for doing the same job or even less. You just get more bang for your buck.
Now, let's talk about the cons.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of like skip through the pros because they're kind of obvious. Like moving to another country for more pay, it kind of, it's in itself as to why you'd want to do it. But one of the things that I don't think we speak about enough are the negatives in this situation. So let me just run through them as well. The first challenge and consideration, if you want to move overseas for a better quality of life, better pay, is the cost of living. Because sometimes we don't realize if you want to move to a city like London or like New York or somewhere like Sydney, where the salaries are so much higher, the cost of living is sometimes just as high. And so while your salary might go up 40%, your rent and the cost of groceries and the cost of electricity might also go up 40%. And so you're not actually saving any more money.
Yeah, I think that's something that people don't identify as quickly as the, oh, I'll be getting paid way more. And then it's not until you look into it and you're like, oh, well, this is double the price of what I pay for all of my expenses. So that kind of pay bump doesn't really matter because you're paying for more.
Absolutely. Also, another thing to consider is how long you're going to move overseas for. If this is a long move, then what I'm about to say doesn't matter too much. But if you're like, hey, let me move overseas for like 1 year and just get that like experience and that higher pay, often the cost of moving can decrease the difference in pay as well. Moving to another country has legal costs, setting up a new home, furnishing it, the legal bills associated with trying to transfer. Maybe if you have a vocation that is something that needs to be switched over, like nursing or being a doctor, you have to do exams. And like doing an exam to be a optometrist in the US is like $11,000. Even though you're already an optometrist in your own country, I remember when I was younger, I was like looking into it. But if that's $11,000, suddenly it's like, if I'm going to move there for a year, everything that costs me to move over is like taking away from this big salary that I was wanting to have to begin with.
It just like demystifies it a little bit.
It definitely takes away from it. Another thing to consider is when you move to another country, this is not the case in every country, but when you move, there are sometimes challenges with being a expat or a immigrant and coming into a workforce that you're not familiar with. And sometimes you might find or struggle with getting employment or pay rises or even just promotions, because oftentimes there'll be a level of, and you don't see this in large corporations as much, but there'll be a level of, oh, we want to promote our own. Like if you are in Australia and you're a New Zealander, there are often times where sometimes you don't get the pay rise because they'd rather give it to an Australian.
Yeah.
And so this like cultural and not language barrier, but to a degree, sometimes a language barrier can cause some difficulties. But enough about the financial changes. The other thing that you need to consider is the quality of life that you live in another country when you are away from your friends and family can have an impact on your mental health. It can have an impact on the things that you do in the weekend, your well-being. And indirectly, I would say that that is a huge consideration. You can make a lot of money, but if you come home and you're like, wait, I really actually enjoy and value being around my high school friends that I had since I was younger, or my friends and family, or my cousins, you might decide that actually the financial gain of making an extra $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year doesn't outweigh the things that you do once, you know, work finishes and you're free in the evenings and you're free in the weekends. So there's a few downsides to moving. But before I get into some alternatives, I wanted to ask you, Maya, would you move overseas for a higher salary doing the same job?
It would depend on the lifestyle that I'd be living. At some point in my life, would love to live overseas for a certain period of time. I always want to come home long term. But honestly, it just depends on the type of lifestyle that I'll have. It matters more to me about my living arrangement. Will I be able to be in nature easily? Will I be able to make friends? Not easily, but is there other opportunities for me to build a community overseas? And will I actually enjoy it aside from just romanticizing this idea of living overseas, which has been one of my dreams? But a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 pay bump isn't worth it if my quality of life and the lifestyle that I'd be living is negatively impacted. Like if it's constantly gray, I'm secluded, and you know, no one in my work wants to like find new friends and things like that. That's a pretty sad life. I'm happy and comfortable where I am, but to make such a big life decision and move, it needs to kind of tick other boxes within my life that is more than pūtea, that is more than money.
For business owners, every transaction is more than just a swipe of the card. It's the culmination of your hard work, dedication, and commitment to your customers. That's why I'm excited to share with you a game-changing solution that's simplifying the way businesses like yours accept payments. Introducing Tap to Pay on iPhone, powered by Stripe. Contactless payments has never been easier. You can seamlessly accept contactless payments directly from your iPhone, and the best part, there's no additional hardware required. Think about it. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe cater to businesses of all sizes, empowering them to accept payments right from their iPhones. It's a game changer for businesses looking to scale quickly and stay flexible, with quick setup that takes minutes, not days. So, how can Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe benefit your business? It's simple. Increased revenue, expanded reach, and enhanced customer experience. It's a win-win-win. To learn more about how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can transform your business, visit stripe.com/tapiphone today. I completely agree. And I think the way that I would figure out if the move is worth it is I would write down, and this is why it's so important to track your expenses and track your money. I'd write down what my current salary is and what my expenses are. And if I moved, just doing a little bit of like a Google search and being like, roughly what does it cost to like, you know, live as a one person or two person in the city? There's some websites that would be like, the average household spends like this much on food and this much on rent, and your average salary in this field would be this much. You then compare and go, okay, if I lived in London, this would be my salary instead, but these would be my costs. And seeing that difference and being like, okay, if I live there, I'm going to make an extra $40,000 a year. You can then decide, is $40,000 extra a year, which is completely life-changing, but is it enough for all the downsides? Because one person might really value, like Maya said, the connection, and Maya really values the like weather. Like, I think we all kind of do, but it matters. Some people get seasonal depression if they're staying in like a gray, misty area for so long. I would do that. And I think once I see that number, I can figure out how much does it cost to sell my soul?
It sounds like comedic, but essentially it is, especially if top of mind for you is moving for that career gain and to further develop your career. It's just identifying what you value most. And yeah, again, pros and cons, what works best for you. So what are some alternatives?
Just before we go to alternatives, I want to play a little game very quickly. I'm going to throw to you some ideas of like examples, and you're going to tell me if you're moving or not.
Yep.
Okay, Maya, you are a lawyer.
Okay, cool.
And you can move to Amsterdam, and you're going to get a 40,000 pay bump, but you are away from friends and family. Everyone bikes everywhere. I don't know if that's a pro or con for you.
That's a pro for me.
Everyone bikes everywhere. You are moving with your husband, Julian, but your sister and your nephews don't move and you don't get to see them. And the time zone is in such a way that you're always like 12 hours out. Do you move? Yes or no?
I immediately first thought of is, because I don't know much about Amsterdam. Actually, aside that, it's quite a pretty country and everyone bikes, like it's clean. But is it a place with a lot of English speakers?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. It's furthering my career. I would think about it. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I've got another one for you.
Yep.
A 80K pay bump.
Yep.
You are a social media manager and the move is to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It is sunny. It's only a 12-hour flight from Auckland. The time zone difference is only 4 hours. So you're still in contact with your friends and family. But the lifestyle and the work culture is that you do work weekends, you do work evenings.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost expected of you to work on a Sunday. It's kind of like weird if you're like, no, would you move?
Oh, that is tricky because I really value my personal time. This is me now. I'm not thinking of someone else. Is I don't want to be on call 24/7.
You're not a doctor. You're not saving lives.
Yeah. It sounds like I am, though, in how demanding the job is. 80K, that's a huge pay bump. It's sunny. The time zone works well. I think I would consider it, and I know I'm only giving like maybes, I would consider it for only a short period of time. I think maybe a year or two, anything longer than that, like if contractually they were like, we need you here for 3 to 4 years and you have to sign on to that, I wouldn't consider it. That's just too long of a time to be working in that type of culture where I already know that I don't want to be in. So only for a short period of time, possibly.
I'm the same. I would have said the exact same thing. I love going through hypotheticals, but to answer your earlier question of alternative strategies, if you're like listening to this and going, I don't really know where I stand, I like the idea of not just looking at what you've been given and not just saying, oh, I guess I only have the option of staying in my country and not making money or moving overseas and making more money. Let me throw some curveballs. Have you heard of remote working?
Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of working in a country that is a low cost of living country or low cost of living area and getting paid from an employer that is in a high cost of living area or a higher paying salary place. Basically, I have some friends that work for Google that live in New Zealand and they're getting paid $300,000, which is, to put into context, New Zealand's average salary is $50,000.
Mm, yeah, so you're going to have to connect me with your friends in Google. That's what I'm hearing. No, carry on.
That like blew my mind.
It's insane.
Right?
Yeah.
This was in 2020. This is when we worked together. So they were young and they were doing very well. The next thing that you can do rather than moving countries and moving your whole life is I think there is something to be said about trying to find better paying opportunities within your own country before you move. The cost of moving countries, let's put a number to it, might be like $30,000. Could you take $30,000 and rather than moving countries, could you do something to invest in your own development? Could you take courses, speak to your boss, do more workshops, and get a huge pay bump by just investing in the skills that you have and working your way up or moving companies? That's another like opportunity cost.
I think that's a really good alternative because you're investing in yourself to, you know, say if you are capped at your position, it's investing yourself to be able to level up in that sense.
It's just like the idea of if I'm going to spend $5,000 on a lawyer and $5,000 on a ticket to another country and like $10,000 to like get through immigration and put everything in, like it just adds up, especially if you're moving to a country like the US. And so I really believe in trying to find local opportunities. And hey, if there's nothing here, then yeah, it makes sense to move. Another thing that you can do if you want to move and you are not sure and you're like, wait, I just cannot decide if I should or shouldn't, I cannot stress this enough. Talk to someone that has done it. Like, no one is more honest than a burnt out worker. No one is going to tell you how much London or Amsterdam or Sydney or New York is not fun than someone that is living it, that has come from where you've come from, that has seen the pros and cons. It's kind of like talking to a friend that has kids rather than talking to your mum about children. Because your mum's going to be like, of course, have children, Simran. I would love grandkids. But your friend that has had them and knows what it was like to not be a parent, it's going to be like, yeah, here are the truthful pros and here are the truthful cons. And then you can make a decision that is going to be right for you.
Yeah, I would also like to add on that as well is get a opinion from a range of people, but also someone who I guess values similar things to you. Because you could ask someone about moving to LA and they hate the warm weather. They hate that kind of lifestyle. They'll be like, why would you do that? Why would you torture yourself? So it's also important to remember to ask people who share the same values as you or a similar kind of situation as well. But because I think you're able to receive more impactful advice because you're kind of on the same wavelength.
That's true. I think like if someone said the idea of move to New York for like $20,000 more, Maya would be like, no. And I'd be like, I'd do it for $20,000 less.
Yeah, you're like, you don't need to pay me. Like, I'm there.
I'm like, geez, stop twisting my arm. I'll move if I have to.
Fine.
If I must. I think that's really helpful advice. That's a really good point. Thank you. I hope that this has been a helpful episode. I know it's a little bit more theoretical and a little bit more like what if, and the pros and cons are really interesting to consider when you take into account that moving to a country, yes, you would get more of a pay rise and yes, there are more career opportunities, but when you put the numbers down on paper, sometimes that difference when you account for the cost of moving and the cost of living might not be as high as you want. And at the end of the day, once you get that number, you can then figure out, is this a $20,000 difference? Is this a $100,000 difference? And from that, you're going to have a much clearer answer of if you are moving or not. I'm all for moving and taking on experiences.
Same.
So that's just going to be my answer. Do it.
Yeah. So it's if it aligns with your values and your lifestyle that you want to live, I am 100% all for traveling, moving, gain those new experiences.
And if you hate it, you can always come home.
Exactly.
I should really take my own advice, but this is a good place to wrap up the episode. Thank you so much for sending through the question. It was such a thought-provoking podcast. Like, I cannot stress it enough. We love hearing your feedback. If you've enjoyed this episode, please, the best thing you can do is leave us a review on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to us. It helps us spread the message. It helps us make sure that people that want to grow their money, want to grow their wealth, want to have financial freedom can, and it helps spread that message even further. And with that, Maya, I'll see you next time.
Ka kite sim. Bye.
Bye. And as always, to finish off with the disclaimer,
Skills That Invest does not provide personalized investing advice for your individual needs. We are not financial advisors. The advice from Girls That Invest exists for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or financial decision. Advice from Girls That Invest is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. Always do your research and please do your due diligence.